lay people in Thai, and obviously many of you didn't understand that, about the fact that in the Ajahn Sumedho came as the first Western monk to Ajahn Chah's monastery 45 years ago. And in that time, from 45 years to I go to now, we've had three non-Thai speakers pass away. A Malaysian monk, and he passed away at one of our branch monasteries. And it's interesting, they've all passed away outside of Wat Nanachat. One passed away, the first one passed away at Wat Kern, and then the next passed away at Ajahn Tan's when he was visiting there, Panyawuto, and then now we have Jodi Panyo, who passed away at Pujongkong. We haven't yet had anyone pass away here at Wat Nanachat per se. So it will happen. But in 45 years, when you think that you know, you have a group of young men and people practicing, and only three people of that age group have passed away, it's percentage-wise probably much safer than living outside of the monastery in the world. But one of the things that is very powerful is that it brings everyone together, because we, in some ways, are because of our kamma, we are in some ways unique in the sense that we've come from overseas to study Buddhism in this country, and have ordained here, practiced here, living here. And it's a relatively small community of us, so no more than 50. And in that small community, then when, you know, one of those members passes away, then it's someone that we normally know, have associated with, and are very good friends. And the other thing is that, you know, we've given up, as the Buddha said, our attachments to the household life and our relatives, mothers, fathers, relatives and friends, and taken on the community of the Sangha. And since we've been ordained, we've received the incredible kindness of the lay people, who become the supporters of our meal every day through their goodwill and kindness and the requisites that we need and use. And now you're seeing today and in the next few days the kind of culmination of the process of a life lived in the robes and someone dying in the robes, and the duty and responsibilities that we have. That person's citta has broken up and the body is disposed of, and now it's our duty to take care of the social responsibilities of dealing with a body. And as the Buddha said, when someone passes away, that body becomes like a lifeless log and is not wanted or useful for society anymore. It's not useful for that human being anymore, that mind anymore. And so the responsibility is to tactfully, skillfully, and to dispose of that body according to the cultures and the traditions. And so you're going to witness certain Buddhist traditions, and especially those people who have never seen a Buddhist funeral before, and you'll tend to be very surprised at how direct and frank people are when they speak about death. And it's not a taboo, it's a reality and it's a truth that the Buddha discussed and talked about openly and encouraged us to reflect on very wisely, to use mindfulness of death as a constant reflection. And so we'll have plenty of opportunity to develop that over the next few days, but also there's plenty of opportunity to engage as a community and do our service to one of our fellow monastics who has passed away, and use this as a he becomes, the Buddha said, a Devaduta, a heavenly messenger, to remind us all of the message of truth that life is impermanent and we too will die, and everyone here will die at some stage. That's how we live, which is very important. So we have this chance to live according to someone else's, doing some duties according to someone else's body in a very skillful and mindful way. So we have this chance, and I'm happy to come down and in some ways offer my services to Ajahn Kivalli. I know that having done a funeral here of one of our other monks who passed away, it's a very, very busy time for him. So if everyone can help out and make it less of a responsibility and everyone share. And in many ways, I remember Thanachan Ban came here many years ago when Ajahn Pasano was the abbot. And he wasn't here on the day, and I went up to Thanachan Ban and I actually said, "Oh, Ajahn Pasano, the abbot's not here." And he said, "Don't think like that. Everyone here is the abbot." That doesn't mean that everyone behaves in terms of wanting to be the leaders, but everyone, what he meant by that, takes responsibility for the whole monastery. And we're sharing this space together. It belongs to the Sangha, so we all need to take and share that responsibility so that we look after each other. And a case where where death occurs, we realize how important it is to be very kind to each other, to look after each other, because sometimes we don't get a chance to say future words to that person if they pass away in the circumstances that Bunyavutra did, or Venerable Jyoti Panyo did.